We all know, because science has vouched for the fact, that there have been toads shut up in rocks for thousands of years, shut in one so small hole that only hold him since the youth of the world. Can you tell me how the Indian fakir can make himself to die and have been buried and his grave sealed and corn sowed on it and the corn reaped and be cut and sown and reaped and cut again and then men come and take away the unbroken seal and that there lie the Indian fakir not dead but that rise up and walk amongst them as before? Here I interrupted him. I was getting bewildered. He so crowded on my mind the list of nature's eccentricities and possible impossibilities that my imagination was getting fired. I had a dim idea that he was teaching me some lesson, as long ago he used to do in his study at Amsterdam. But he used then to tell me the thing so that I could have the object of thought in mind all the time. But now I was without this help, yet I wanted to follow him, so I said, "Professor, let me be your pet student again. Tell me the thesis, so that I may apply your knowledge as you go on. At present, I'm going in my mind from point to point as a madman, and not a sane one follows an idea. I feel like a novice lumbering through a bog in a mist, jumping from one tussock to another, in the mere blind effort to move on without knowing where I'm going." "That is a good image," he said. "Well, I shall tell you. My thesis is this. I want you to believe."
"To believe what?"
"To believe in things that you cannot. Let me illustrate. I heard once of an American who so defined faith, 'That faculty which enables us to believe things which we know to be untrue.' For one, I follow that man. He meant that we shall have an open mind, and not let a little bit of truth check the rush of a big truth like a small rock does a railway truck. We get the small truth first. Good. We keep him and we value him. But all the same, we must not let him think himself all the truth in the universe." "Then you want me not to let some previous conviction injure the receptivity of my mind with regard to some strange matter. Do I read your lesson right?" "Ah, you are my favorite pupil still. It is worth to teach you. Now that you are willing to understand, you have taken the first step to understand. You think, then, that those so small holes in the children's throats were made by the same that made the hole in Miss Lucy?"
"I suppose so."
He stood up and said solemnly, "Then you are wrong. Or would it were so, but alas, no, it is worse. Far, far worse."
"In God's name, Professor Van Helsing, what do you mean?" I cried.
He threw himself with a despairing gesture into a chair and placed his elbows on the table, covering his face with his hands as he spoke. "They were made by Miss Lucy."